it's me. The beautiful naked woman you just left in bed. You better not be thinking, wait, which one? I know you had to go to work. I hated waking up without you. I'm getting used to that. I mean, waking up with you, that is. Yeah. I wanted to say that, I mean, last night's dinner, okay, it was amazing. Honestly, that was fantastic. But the fact that you went to all that trouble to make me dinner, well, to make us dinner, I just wanted you to know how much that means to me. I mean, I don't want to get all sappy on you, but that was a lot of work, and you did that for dinner with me. That makes me feel things. Yeah, all the things. Yeah. You know, I think you're pretty amazing. And I wanted to tell you that one of the reasons why after dinner was so amazing is because of you. I trust you more than I think anyone I've been with. And that's enabled me to do things I've always wanted to do, but didn't because I wasn't sure. I don't know, with you, I feel like I can take risks, I can explore. And one of the things, I'm still naked in bed, by the way. One of the things is what we did last night. I mean, yeah, of course I've done that before. But and I'll admit, I have a vibrator on me as I speak. Because I was thinking about last night and it just made me wet. When we were in the living room and you took me by the shoulders and gently but firmly pushed me to my knees. I didn't feel forced. I didn't feel dirty. I didn't feel anything but this overwhelming desire to make you feel good. This overwhelming desire to please you, to give you pleasure, to and I don't know that I've quite felt like that before. It was like I could trust you and I could be. I could just do what I wanted to do, which was to unbuckle your pants and take out your cock and lick you and taste you and suck you. Oh, baby. I never done it quite like that. And when you when you laced your fingers in my hair, on both sides of my head, I'd actually not had someone do that quite that way before. And oh fuck. Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. You know, at first, when I was just licking at you and teasing that wonderful little spot on the underside of your cock that makes you groan and lapping your tip with my warm, wet tongue. I make my sounds when I do that too. And just gently sucking on you. God, I could do it for hours. I know that sounds so cheesy, but but then when you took my hair, and I guess you were face fucking me. It sounds so dirty, because it didn't feel that way at all. It felt like, I don't know, just like you needed me. You needed me. You needed my mouth. You needed my tongue. You needed to be able to look down into my eyes and see me smile with my mouth full of you. And there's that one point where you grabbed my hair in more of like a ponytail and yanked me off of you and bent down and kissed me. Oh, fuck. Maybe that was... It was like sweet and sexy and crazy hot all rolled into one. And that's just the best. It's just the best. I mean, I like to have fun. You know I do. We do. But that effect. Affectionate, lusty, passionate, sweet mess that we can create. Oh, baby. Oh, God, I felt so good. So good. Oh. I know, and there have been times before when I don't know. Just kneeling before someone and doing that felt a little, I don't know. It's not even, not in a good way. And last night, I could not get enough. I couldn't. And when you eventually wanted something else and you pulled away, I genuinely like felt a little pang of disappointment. I don't know why I'm embarrassed to say that. I shouldn't be. But that's just what I thought. I kind of had this little moment of, no, come back, please. And in my head, I think my pussy somewhere in the back of my mind was going, are you kidding me? We want some of that. I don't know why it's a we. I only have one, but you know what I mean. Oh. Of course, everything else is wonderful. You're wonderful. I'm wonderful. We're just wondrously wonderful. But seriously, the thing that's got me writhing on my vibrator, talking to you about last night, was the way that felt. To kneel before you and please you. I guess that's my submissive streak coming out. So be it. It was hot. And for a while there, you got a little eager. A little, dare I say, desperate. And God, that made me so wet. Oh, so good. So good, baby. I wanna come for you. I know you're at work. Oh, but I do. I do. Oh. I think I'm gonna use that. That toy you got me for when you're away. Oh, yeah, I think I am. Oh, man. Oh, I suppose I have to go to work at some point, too, but first I need to do this. Yeah, because I think you would want me to. I think you would want to. Oh. Oh, fuck, I love this thing. Oh. Oh, it's the closest thing to feeling you. Feeling you. Ooh. Lick me and suck me. Tease me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, God. Oh. 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 I wish it was your face between my thighs. I wish it was your tongue laughing at my clit. Oh, I wish it was your hands groping at my body. Because then you'd feel my thighs starting to tremble for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, oh, God. And that was almost as good as you. All right. I have to get my naked ass out of bed. But I can't quite feel my knees, so I think I'm gonna wait a moment to bend. Oh. Oh, fuck, baby.